Mayor Mike Elliott made the announcement earlier this afternoon. He said the police chief, as well as the officer who did the shooting, have both resigned their positions. The defense has begun its case at the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin after 11 days of testimony and a mountain of video depicting George Floyd's final moments. Chauvin's lawyer has argued that the now-fired white officer did what he was trained to do and that Floyd died because of his illegal drug use and underlying heart condition, not because of Chauvin pinning him to the pavement. The prosecution put forth a lot of evidence to the contrary. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is still down, off by 76 points. The Nasdaq still booming. It's up by 113. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today will be more like a day in late May than April. Very warm with a high temperature up to about 87. In fact, the record is 88 for today. Good bit of sunshine around. I think clouds will increase later in the day. Dry this evening and tonight. Very mild, low 60. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Much cooler Thursday with a high around 71. Even cooler than that, upper 60s on Friday. It's late in the season for that. Widely scattered showers both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. There are new health concerns over the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, which is prompting health officials to shelve the vaccine for now because of blood clots developing in a handful of people. Governor Ivey says out of an abundance of caution, Alabama is temporarily pausing these shots until we know more. The capital city will be offering some exciting job opportunities for young people this summer. The city plans to hire around 200 teenagers and young adults as part of the mayor's summer youth employment program. They'll have the opportunity to work in various city departments, including outdoor programs. The pay is $9.92 an hour and lasts from June 1st through July 31st. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting. They say it happened just after 9 this morning in the 1600 block of Rigby Street. One man was hospitalized with serious injuries. Police have made an arrest in the case, but the case remains under investigation. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete. Beautiful changes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Reminder, I don't think anybody's in the Fresh Market or the Mortgage Corporation South gift card drawing. So you guys need to get in on that. Let's go back to the phones and go to Mudbug. Mudbug, how say you?
Hey, Dan. Man, it's good. You sound good. These prayers are working for you.
Thank you.
I don't call very often, but I want to say right now, while I got the chance, that we are praying for you.
Well, thank you.
And it sounds like they're working. Listen, I just wanted to put in my 2 cents on this, all the police involved shootings that we've been seeing. And I think that the way we need to think about this, I don't think that resisting arrest, an unarmed person resisting arrest for a minor offense like having an expired tag or even passing a counterfeit $20 bill should be an instant de facto death sentence.
But it's not. It's not.
Well, I mean, in fact, it is.
No, resisting arrest is the step you're leaving out.
Sir?
Resisting arrest is the step you're leaving out.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Resisting arrest shouldn't be an instant death sentence without a judge or a jury.
So wait a minute. So what should a police officer do if somebody's resisting arrest?
Well, if there's for... the police, in my opinion, should be trained that you don't take your gun out against an unarmed person that's trying to get away from you for a minor offense.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, you had somebody who's resisting arrest. The lady didn't pull a gun. She thought she was pulling a taser out. So what would you recommend that they should have done in that case? Do you think they should have tasered him?
They should have trained her not to take the gun out.
No, that was an accident. Should they have tasered him?
Well, I think we're jumping to conclusions here. What about the guy that was shot in the back 6 times trying to get away in his car not long ago?
I don't remember that. I remember the guy in South Carolina running away.
He was trying to get away. He was getting in his car. It was all on video, and the officer grabbed him.
I didn't. I'm not sure.
And shot him in the back 6 times.
Oh, wait. You're talking about
resisting arrest. That's not a death. That should
you, wait, 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 wait. You're talking about stop, my bug. You're talking about the guy that had the knife in the car.
Yeah.
He had a weapon. So what should he do?
He didn't pull his knife. He had a knife in the car. Y'all are not looking at the facts.
The police can kill you just as dead with a knife as they can with a gun.
He didn't pull his knife. He had a knife in his car.
Well, we're not sure if he had it in his car. He brought it to his car and then put it on the floorboard. They saw a knife.
They didn't know he had a knife. Yes, they did.
Mudbug, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. They knew he had a knife. They saw the knife. That's when they shot.
Well, not according to what I read.
No, the guy even said he shouldn't have shown them the knife. Mudbug, the guy even said...
That's the reason that black people think that police are bad.
Mudbug, you're just talking. You're not listening. The guy said... Shut up! God, get out of here. Papa B.
Woo!
What's up, big guy?
That was a doozy right there.
Well, thank you.
I've been pulled over for expired tags before.
Me too.
It happened right over there on the boulevard, at corner of Boulevard and Troy Highway. They're right in front of the old Montgomery Mall. And you know what happened?
You complied.
I had my hands on the wheel. Young black police officer. Young woman, she came up, she was following protocol, she had her hand on a weapon, and she told me what the problem was. I told her, I said, look, I've just bought my tags, they're in the back seat, if you want to see them. She said, go ahead. I went and grabbed them. I had, several of them, one for me, my wife, my daughter, and such, and I showed her the tags, and then what happened? I went home. But on my merry way. I've been pulled over for all kinds of things. Speeding, running through stop signs. You know what I did? I paid the ticket. The last thing on my mind was to have a confrontation with the cop or to take off, and lead them on some high-speed chase. I'm going to leave it to a psychologist to figure out what the problem is with somebody that wants to put on a show. I understand, what the tragedy of the situation and everything, both on the police officer's side and the young man that got shot. But I don't understand why the young man would go into a pitch a fit. Why? What's the point? I don't understand that, Dan. And have you got any ideas about what in the world is going on here with trying to resist arrest and such?
Well, that's it. It's resisting arrest. And Mudbug was a kind of a classic example of what the problem is that there's a lack of full information out there.
Exactly. Well, that's part of it. That's part of the problem. And I would say this now to my dear friend St. James, who really raked me over the coals yesterday. I don't know if you heard about that or not.
Did not.
Well, I'll let Joey fill you in. But, Chauvin, I think it's kind of universal that, people believe, and I do too, that Chauvin kept his knee on the guy's neck longer than he should have.
Right.
I believe that he was subdued, and I think that, that part of it. So, not trying to be cavalier about my view there, I think that, it was a bad thing to do. But now, whether or not it was a murder, that is intent. And I was merely commenting on the idea that, well, what do you think a jury might find, I think was the kind of question that April Marie was trying to get across yesterday. But gracious goodness, St. James then called up and raked me over the coals about it and said that he was ready to riot over it. I don't see where rioting is going to do anybody any good, Dan. why would you want to harm somebody that didn't have anything to do with it? That's kind of my take on it, you know?
Yeah,
so,
got me. I didn't hear the conversation, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'll let you get caught up on it if you want to. So, anyway, that's my thoughts today. I appreciate you taking my call and enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Huh. Let's see which way we want to do this thing here. Have we beat that horse enough?
I suppose.
You think so?
Well, I haven't yet had the urge to run up and hug it and yell stop, but I'm near there.
John Ratcliffe was on Maria Bartiromo and had some interesting things to say. He's going to start out with Hunter Biden and the laptop disinformation.
President Biden's unprecedented power grab as new lies surface about the infamous laptop purportedly belonging to his embattled son, Hunter Biden. In a series of interviews this past week, Hunter revived the now debunked narrative that the laptop could be part of a Russian disinformation campaign, insisting that he's done nothing wrong. He even claimed that the Office of National Intelligence reached the same conclusion. Fortunately, the former director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, is here once again to set the record straight. Good morning to you, John Ratcliffe. You know, it was pretty extraordinary that after you came out and told us the truth about this laptop not being part of any Russian disinformation, 50 intelligence officials signed their name to a note to say it was Russia disinformation. So much so that actually Joe Biden used that as part of the campaign, and he discussed it in the primary during the election. Watch Joe Biden before the election. Here he is.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what
is this
that's
where you're
exactly
going?
What
this is
going.
Where he's going. The laptop
all right.
is Russia, yes. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia?
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
have to be kidding.
John Ratcliffe, how does that happen? How do 50 officials say such a thing when you came here, you told us the truth?
Right, Maria. It's not about being right. It's about being truthful. And that's why I came out at that time after Adam Schiff came out with a false political narrative about this being Russian disinformation when there was absolutely no intelligence to support that. And it shouldn't surprise us. That's what Adam Schiff does as a politician. But to your point, to have 50 former Obama, Clinton, Biden national security officials come out after the director of national intelligence says that this is not true and promote a false narrative to protect Joe Biden and try and influence the outcome of the election, you know, that is the definition of politicizing intelligence. And people ask me all the time about election interference and election influence. And yeah, we need to be concerned about Russia and China and Iran. But there's no greater expression of that than what you just saw there, a completely false narrative. The intelligence community knew that this was not Russian disinformation, and law enforcement knew that it was Hunter Biden's laptop. There was an open investigation into that, and yet those officials, supported by a corporate media, ran a false narrative and misinformed the American people. The problem, Maria, is that with the exception of folks like you, very few people out in the media have accurately reported Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and those issues that were important that would have framed the outcome of the election.
50 of them conspired to do that, to try to give Joe Biden cover. Kingpin, coming back to you after this.
work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228 is where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Kingpin. Kingpin, we're on board the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan and Joey. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure, what's up?
Hey, I know you had moved on, but if I could...
You can go wherever you want to go.
All right. So, let's start with... let's go with the back to the Dante Wright situation that I, at least I haven't heard anybody on the show today talk about his the real reason why he was arrested. Well, sure, he had some I guess he had some plate issues, but on the 2nd of April a warrant for his arrest was issued because he failed to appear in court for a misdemeanor with by carrying a pistol without a permit.
Right.
And so he also had some other issues with the law. Now, that doesn't matter about why he got shot. But what I do want to say is that my wife and I were a mixed marriage. We got three children, and what I teach my kids, matter of fact, I taught them, re-emphasized this with them last week, because I actually ended up getting pulled over in Dadeville. And so it was a lesson for me to teach them, especially to my boys, that no matter how you see yourself, because you are of a mixed race, society will automatically put the assumption of you being black. So what I told them is let's not try to have that be that's already predetermined. But when a police officer pulls you over, it's about right and wrong. Are you going to do the right thing or are you going to do the wrong thing? And there's consequences for doing the wrong thing. So Yes, you pull over, especially at night in a lighted area, and you put your hands on the wheels, and it's yes sir, no sir. You follow their direction, and if they put you in handcuffs, you will have your day in court, and we will be able to move from that point. You know, don't make a situation worse than what it already is. And so if you end up doing something that this individual did in Minneapolis, the consequence of his action is irreparable. You know that word. You can't take back that life.
Right.
Right.
And it is about doing the right thing and not playing the victim, okay? Nobody is a victim here. Everybody has due process, and if you're in the wrong, then you better own your stuff, because otherwise your consequences are going to speak for your actions. And it just so happens I'm from Minnesota. I'm from Duluth. And I know that, I reached out to my cousin who's on the, police force, up in Minneapolis. And everything that's being reported or not being reported is only stuff on the surface. There's a lot that's not being reported about the young man. And we'll just leave it at that.
Kingpin, fascinating telephone call. I need to find out a little bit of information, if you don't mind me asking you.
Yeah.
Approximately how old are you?
I'm 48.
How long have you been in the South?
Been in the South since 2006.
Okay. So you moved from Duluth to Montgomery?
Yeah, the Air Force brought us here.
Okay. So I'm always curious about this. My headquarters is in Minneapolis, Ameriprise, used to be old IDS, the Tower of Minneapolis. So how big of a transition was that for you moving from Duluth to Montgomery?
You know, because this was my last tour, and I came here around my 16th year mark.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of the world, so the transition was not really difficult for me, just because of the culture that I was exposed to when I was in the military.
Okay.
You know, my personality seems to get along with everybody, and a lot of times a lot of my friends were from the South, and you know, when I grew up, my dad comes from a family of 18 children. He has 18 siblings.
Wow.
And I'm not saying racism was not there where I grew up, but what I'm saying is it was not ever exposed to me. And nor did I ever hear anybody in my immediate family or my uncles and aunts of their family ever mention anything bad about other races, because that's just not how they grew up.
Okay.
And so that was an extreme blessing for me to be exposed to that. And then for me, when I get, went in the Air Force when I was 17, and I was able to make up my own opinion and really go out into the world with an open mind.
Kingpin, would you do a favor for me? I have a break. Can I go to the break and come back to you and finish this discussion?
Certainly.
Excellent. I'm going to be back with Kingpin. Fascinating call right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with
A mime.
Hello.
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the river region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today will be more like a day in late May than April. Very warm with a high temperature up to about 87. In fact, the record is 88 for today. Good bit of sunshine around. I think clouds will increase later in the day. Dry this evening and tonight. Very mild, low 60. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Much cooler Thursday with a high around 71. Even cooler than that, upper 60s on Friday. It's late in the season for that. Widely scattered showers both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228 is where we are. Interesting call on the line, Kingpin, part of a biracial marriage from Duluth, Minnesota, moved to Montgomery in the military. I think he said he moved here in 2006, or was it 6 years ago, Kingpin?
Yeah, 2006 is when we got stationed here. And then in 2012, I retired, and we decided to homestead here.
Well, congratulations on retiring. I'm really glad that you picked Montgomery as your city you'd like to live in. We hear that an awful lot here. People come here, and then they love it. How old are your kids?
Yeah. So my oldest is 21.
Wow.
My second old... My oldest boy, and then my middle boy is 16, and 18, and my daughter is 16.
When did you start, as my friends will say, when did you start having the talk with them?
You know, each child was mature at a different age. So
good point.
Each person, each child was different. And then I also shared with the children my life experiences at the age that I felt they were mature enough to receive it. Because oftentimes as parents, we know that things fall on deaf ears.
And where do I know that?
It's like, okay, maybe we just wasn't ready for that talk yet. So, but yeah, and so once I knew they understood the picture of society, and, you know, here's the most important thing. We're believers in Christ. We're in ministry. And I said to my kids, it doesn't matter what society looks at you as. Who are you in Christ? And if you can answer, they have to know who they are and what they, how do they see themselves in God's ultimate plan? And so that's when I was talking about right is right, wrong is wrong. You're either in the will of God or you're not. There is no in between. Really took to that concept, and it's really not a concept. It's just truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the less little, if you want to call it little lies, as we grew up, you know, oh, that's just a little lie. It won't hurt. Well, the less that I saw that we did not do that, the better they were able to navigate amongst their peers, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. It's interesting because I detected a spiritual element to you when we first started having this conversation. You mentioned things that had happened in your past. Tell us some things that were formidable and incidents that happened in your past that gave you the belief system that you have as far as racial matters.
Well, as far as racial matters, you know, I started dating, I had my first interracial dating relationship when I was 19. Mm-hmm. And I was raised in Catholicism. My mother was the secretary for the bishop of the diocese.
Wow.
And so we were, we were in church every holy day and every and anything extra. And so what my parents, how they raised us as kids, now my father was not by any, you know, we all are fall short. But I was raised with a father who was an alcoholic. And I took on that trait after my first of three combat tours. And so my first tour was 2002 for 6 months to a classified place in Pakistan, and then another one in 2003, and my final one was 2007. And so I never really dealt with my issues, but as far as interracial relationship goes, at a young age, I didn't care what people thought. And so if I walked, now at that time in my life, I was probably about as farthest away from God as possible. But then God sent me a woman of sound character, someone who just is everything that you would want in a wife when it comes to the Word of God, and then some. And so it was on both sides that we raised our children from the spiritual side of the house. And most of my career, it was her doing it because of everything that I had not dealt with myself through my tours.
Fascinating. Now, did yours coming to the Lord happen before
or after children came on board?
Okay, so at a young age, I knew that I was hearing from God. I knew that who I was surrounded by did not have any influence of what I believed. But as the older I got, and the more that I went away from God, I recognized the more that I needed him. And so I had to really look myself in the mirror to identify the things that I needed to work on, to know the things, as they say, as it says in the Serenity Prayer, to be able to, my mind's drawing blank.
Control
about
those things.
There you go. That I cannot change.
Right.
And what was most important is that my wife accepted me for who I was. And once I knew that I always had that support, but until I stopped everything that I was doing, that was not in the will of God, it wasn't until then that I realized the support that she was giving me along the way and the grace, that she was giving me, because there was a whole lot.
isn't it amazing how God sends the right person if we're just willing to open our eyes?
Absolutely. I mean, she believed in me more than, I believed in myself. We bought a home up in Wetumpka in 08, and then she, believed that I could build a house. And I said, honey, I had never even built a house. But now, I mean, it was crazy. And she was saying, well, you know, I was just, hearing from God that a house is going to be built, and I believe you can do it. Well, I was a logistician in the Air Force, and so I knew how to get things to and fro. But as far as, and I was with the combat engineers for 5 years, and so I knew everything what it took to build up a small city from
nothing.
Sourcing, looking at the land, looking. All the way to building the power plant. So I had a basic understanding, and sure enough, 2017, and then a year later, a house is built.
That's miraculous. That is wonderful, 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 yeah. Wonderful. So did you stay with your Catholicism, or did you move to another part of your spiritual life?
Yeah, so when my mom retired, I don't think she retired. She had been with the diocese for, it had to be over close to 20 years, but she had left that position after a lot of stuff was, she was being exposed. She basically had a nervous breakdown because everything that was coming across her desk that was going on within the Catholic Church. She was sworn to secrecy. She never told anybody anything, and nobody ever understood why she had two nervous breakdowns, because she had to type up all the letters on why certain priests were being moved around. Yeah. And so at that time in her life, my father we started, we left the Catholic Church. That was probably mid 80s. And then there was kind of a movement going on, a Pentecostal movement that was really out of order within the Word of God. And so we stayed in that for 2 years, and it made my mom's situation worse. So she ended up back in the hospital with another breakdown. So at that time, when she got out of rehab and time kind of went by, we started venturing out to non-denominational churches, and so it ended up being with the where we kind of bedded down for a while was within the Assembly of God portion, and so by that time I had left into the military, and then I just started venturing out into more non-denominational churches that were less Pentecostal, if that made that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Because something was leading me to go away from that, and so that's what I did. Now, did I go back to the Catholic Church on Easter and Christmas just because of
the high holidays?
It was more out of because I missed those times of year within the Catholic Church.
Yeah, absolutely.
We grew up two blocks from the cathedral, so it was really special to have the whole family there. And so then, of course, as I grow in my walk, I had to understand that there were other things more. He just had a different path for me, and I was in the Word, and not only understanding now at that point in my life, probably in my wife and I were coming up on 15 years in August, so what is that, 2006 that we got married, and so probably around 2008, after I really started to focus on dealing with myself. And, you know, when you come back from a deployment, it's not only you got to work on yourself, you got to work on your marriage, then you got to work on your relationships with your children.
Right.
And so it was a really challenging and dark part of my life, but my wife saw me through it, and the Lord saw me through it. And I would have never have thought in all my, life he would call me into ministry after I retired in 2012.
Is that where you are now?
Yes.
What type of ministry?
And worship ministry.
Wow. So are you more towards the charismatic side? Praise and worship music?
Yeah, praise and worship, but not...
Not overly charismatic.
No, we don't. We believe in all the gifts, but we believe there is a proper order for them.
Okay.
And so it is, it's very, as any church should be, very welcoming. And that's really just, that's where God has my family and I at the moment. And what's funny is that I'd played drums. I started playing drums when I was in the third grade. I went into all the way through high school. Then I didn't even pick up the sticks for 21 years. And it wasn't 2 months after I retired, I was asked.
Baiting on the skins again.
There you go. And so that led to where I am today. And I play alongside my daughter, who's a self-taught pianist. And I played alongside my son, who self-taught to play guitar and bass. And my middle boy, Mark, he runs the sound.
He runs the mixing board like that. Well, Kingpin, how long have you listened to my show?
Oh, I've been listening to your show probably since, I would say 2007.
Wow. Okay. Well, as you know, when listening to my show, I'm really big on Monday, Thursdays, Good Friday, Christmas, the high seasons. within church. I have an Anglican background, so I know exactly. We call this Catholic light. But you have a fascinating story, my brother, and I am so glad you spent some time with us. Because one thing I say about race relations, we need to find out what we have in common. We need to break bread together, and what we really have in common is our spirituality, and we need to find that as common ground and move from there.
And it's all about the heart. We have a major heart issue in our country.
We really do.
All it does is take one person at a time to change the mind of someone for a lifetime. And sometimes that's just through a random act of kindness.
Well, Kingpin, I very, very, very much hope you will call back again.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy my time with you. That was a fascinating telephone call.
Rarely am I jealous of phone calls. I'm very jealous right now. That was great to just sit here and listen. That was fantastic, Kingpin. Thank you.
Well, Dan Morris Corporation in the South, I want to tell you guys, John Williams is another person that when I just talked to him for the first time, I knew he was the right guy. I knew we'd get along well together. There's a spirituality about him. There's a belief. There's a success about him that I really admire and I'm really drawn to. 567-9000, give him a try. Give him a call. John Williams and the gang, Mortgage Corporation in the South, Kingpin. I am delighted I got to know you. NMLS number 232876, an equal housing lender. Final segment of the Dan Morris Show coming up.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
Caring for an aged loved one can be a very stressful time. The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville Assisted Living and Memory Care believes that to care for the ones that cared for us is one of the highest honors. As your loved ones age, you want to make sure they're getting the best care possible in a loving environment. The Caring Experience team wants to help make that transition from home to assisted living as easy as possible. The newly remodeled facility is designed with the warm feeling of home while offering a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest. For info, visit hickoryhillharbor.net. Life is good at the harbor.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What a great telephone call. That call right there made my week. Did you get the email I sent you that had the Jacob Blake thing?
Yeah.
It's in a link. Mudbug, this is for you, buddy. This is Jacob Blake talking after the shooting. I think it's 5 months afterwards, doing an interview on ABC. Listen in and learn.
What happened? I thought it was another taser.
An ABC News exclusive today, Jacob Blake, in his first interview since he was shot and partially paralyzed by a police officer in August. Since then, Kenosha County's district attorney has announced that the officers involved will not be charged. Ravi Bachwal has Blake's side of the story in his own words with Good Morning America's Michael Strahan.
I resisted to getting beat on, and what I mean by that is not falling, not letting them put their head on my neck.
This morning, Jacob Blake speaking to Good Morning America's Michael Strahan, almost 5 months after being shot by police seven times. Blake, now partially paralyzed, is using a wheelchair. He says he thought he would die.
I was counting down my breaths, my blinks, I'm just like, God, I'm coming.
All unfolding as his sons watch from the back seat of that car, seen in the video shown around the world.
I was like, he's shooting me. I couldn't believe it, so I kind of sat down in the car, put my hands up, because I didn't want him to shoot me in my face or in my head or nothing. He just kept shooting.
It was August 23rd of last year, and Blake was at the house of LaQuisha Booker, the mother of three of his children, celebrating their son Israel's 8th birthday. An argument broke out between Booker and a neighbor.
Tears was coming out of his eyes. He said, Daddy, you sure it's my birthday? I'm like, yeah, you know, I was like, I'm taking him to the store again, make him forget about all this.
As Blake prepares to leave, Booker calls police who respond to what they call family trouble, knowing there's a felony warrant for Blake on domestic violence offenses and sexual assault. Blake walks out to put one of his sons in the car, and that's when he says he felt someone grab his arm.
Before the cop grabbed you, did they say anything to you?
No, not at all.
According to the Wisconsin Criminal Investigation Report, Officer Shesky, who shot Blake, recalled saying, let's talk about this. He said Blake put his child in the car and turned to face him. Shesky said he then grabs Blake's arm to put him under arrest and told Blake that he had a warrant. A struggle soon starts. Police think Blake is reaching for a weapon. He's tasered, and he ends up on the ground with the officer.
I'm rattled, you know. I realized I had dropped my knife. I had a little pocket knife.
Dropped my knife.
So I picked it up after I got off of him.
Picked it up.
Because they tased me, and I fell on top of him.
Open knife in hand, Blake walks towards the driver's side door. He says, ready to surrender.
Throw myself to the ground and, you know, put my arms behind my back.
According to the criminal investigative report, Officer Shesky says that Blake drove the knife towards Shesky's body. Blake denies this, citing the video.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people who look at the video and say, in the video, you're walking away from the police. So why didn't he just stop and do what the police are asking him to do?
I couldn't hear that. All I heard was screaming. My ears was ringing.
According to the Wisconsin Criminal Investigation Report, in the past, Blake has been arrested for fleeing police and for resisting arrest. These charges were dropped. Blake says he has talked to his kids since that day.
I've explained to him and broke it down to him, like, Daddy can die, but for some reason, I didn't that day.
Last week, the district attorney announcing that none of those Kenosha police officers involved in the incident will be facing criminal charges, and nor will Blake. The Department of Justice has an open civil rights investigation here, and the Blake family has also indicated they plan to file suit.
I want to pass that on to you. That's the conclusion. That was done, I guess, almost a year ago. Joey, thanks for a great show. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it right. Grab your dough to wait. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief and an officer who killed a black man have both resigned now. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott said the white officer involved in the shooting